Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, I'm just going to pull up Baker and add this instead.
Ha! Ah, that's my piece. Thanks, guys. That was a great therapy session.
Yeah, that's not bad. Can you combine the two sports?
Yeah, why not? I don't think it's a problem.
I think that would work.
What did Baker say in the open anyway?
Geez, guys, you're like my therapist.
Well, that's true. Yeah, let's leave that on there. I don't think there's a problem with that.
Maybe we just add Kevin to it and make it longer.
There you go. I'm down with that.
Is that what we want to do?
That's why you are who you are.
Hey,
that's
work for you're... Papa was a Rolling Stone, man.
Hmm. How many Emmys do you have? Like 40?
No, I quit entering those things because they were stupid.
Why? Because you had to pay to go to TV prom?
Yes.
Is that why?
That's exactly why. If you have to,
hey, let me give you some money.
Pay to be nominated for an award, is it really an award?
Hey, let me give you some money. We'll send you a story to another region. We'll sit around, eat pizza, and watch the first 30
seconds. Have the interns judge your work.
Yeah. Watch 30 seconds of a story and go, oh, that's Emmy worthy.
They're down in the basement. They don't get dusted. Your phone calls, 216-578-0092. Browns win yesterday. Andy, I'm still not quite sure whether I should be optimistic or pessimistic, because I'm looking past the fact that matters, which is they won. That's all that truly matters here. Because in the first half, I mean, they were phenomenal. One bad play by the defense, and it led to a touchdown for Carolina. You know, they had a busted coverage on a 50-yard pass play.
Right.
Okay, one bad play. That was it. But it was only a 10-point lead at halftime. And then third quarter, things are rolling along just fine. No problem. Browns have a 20-7 lead, right, going into the fourth quarter. But late in the third quarter, the Panthers started the drive. And they ended up looking really good in late third, early fourth. And then second play, busted coverage, 75-yard touchdown to Robbie Anderson by Baker, and Baker threw a heck of a ball on that
one. He did. That was a nice play.
It was a really nicely thrown ball. But the guy's wide open, you know. But he threw it perfectly. He didn't have to wait up for it. Hit him in stride. Real well done. So take out two plays yesterday. I'm going to sound like Butch Davis. You ready?
Yeah.
You take out two plays yesterday, and the Browns just shut them down. There was no question. You know, there was one scoring drive that was really worth a hoot, and that was that late in the third quarter, early in the fourth. Really nicely done by Carolina.
Okay.
Take out two busted plays. And there you go. Hopefully the Browns correct those things and it's not a problem. But you remember back in the day, Jamal Lewis had 270 yards rushing against the Browns or something ridiculous.
Yes.
And Butch Davis said, well, if you took out that 75-yard run and the 50-yard run and that 60-yarder, we really shut them down pretty well. So the Browns really didn't shut them down because they gave up a 50-yard pass play and a 75-yard pass play. So I'm a little perplexed, and we want people's thoughts on that and everything else. Bottom line, Browns get the win that they haven't had on an opening day since 2004.
But other bottom line is we have a kicker, right? We have a kicker.
Oh.
We have a kicker. It's taken a while. We have a kicker. Repeat after me. we have a kicker.
Let me be real fair about this.
Go ahead.
Yes. The kid looks like he's really good. Okay? I'm not going to put, I feel like I'm jinxing him, to say that after one game you can flat out say, yeah, this guy's going to be big time. He looks big time. Let's just, I'm going to leave it at that.
Even Peter King said he looked big time this morning.
It would appear that we have a guy who can be our kicker for some period of time.
Okay, Kevin. Well, Andy, you sound like Kevin.
Okay.
I think you can lean into this one. This is one. I mean, look, did we think LeBron James could play basketball when he got here? Or we're like, no, you're going to have to wait and see if he's okay. I don't know if this kid's going to be that good. He's just a rookie. This kid can kick.
Oh, without question.
As long as he doesn't, you know, get hurt, he'll be fine.
It was one game. He looked phenomenal.
It's not just one.
He won the game for us. You know, kickers have their problems. Ask Evan McPherson. Yesterday, he could have won it for the Bengals. High snap. Holder did a great job getting it down, and Evan yanked it to the left. Okay, would have won the game. So kickers will have issues. I believe the Browns have a kicker in Cade York.
Okay.
But I'm not going to sit here and say he's going to, you know, win the NFL version of the Grozo Award every year.
Lean into it, Jeff. We have
Roman is in Canton. Roman!
Roman!
What's going on, fellas?
Hey,
happy
man.
Monday.
And
happy
to
Monday
you.
To you.
Just a couple things. It's a therapy session, right? It's a good therapy session.
Exactly. Thank you for embracing what we do on Mondays. Thank you, Roman.
Absolutely. I'm going to keep it as stoic and as Kevin Stefanski as I possibly can. You know, a win is a win at the end of the day. So many times I was watching with my pops yesterday. There's so many times that we looked at each other thinking, all right, here we go again. You know, this is a typical Browns loss in
exactly.
a big situation, you know, and when Baker got it with 2 minutes left, we both said, here we go. This is it. And we kept watching, obviously. We didn't write it off, but we were just accepting that we were about to lose the game. And we didn't. So, you know, a win is a win. All the mistakes that we made yesterday are fixable. You know, those are all things that those miscommunications, you know, those little penalties here and there, that's all fixable. And that's something that, especially with Jacoby, you know, if he can get the ball out a little quicker sometimes, I think that will help him out a lot and, you know, get our guys the ball that need to have the ball in their hands. And then my third down analysis, we were 8 for 18 on third down, and they were 4 for 11 on third down. So we are about 44%, and they're about 39%. If you want to look at the two powerhouses in the AFC, you know, the places that we want to be. We want to be in the championship. The Bills were 9 for 10 on third down, and the Chiefs were 5 for 8 on third down. So, you know, getting those conversions are so big for this team, and we clean that up and we get better at that, I think we can have ourselves a decent season.
Roman, thanks, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. I do find it quite concerning. I really do, that the Browns' defense was really outstanding other than the 50-yard pass play until the final part of the game. And on the final four possessions for Carolina, 11 plays, 75-yard touchdown. Well, that was when the Browns were up 20-7. That made it 20-14. Then the Browns got the field goal. Then the one play bomb to Robbie Anderson where they messed it up, and all of a sudden, it's a two-point game. The offense can't do anything. They punt the ball away. And then Baker takes Carolina on a seven-play, 64-yard drive, as Roman just talked about, you know, when they got the ball back. And they got a field goal. And they took the lead. To me, that's a concern. The defense didn't finish yesterday. Didn't finish at all. And then the final play, 8 seconds? Carolina had 8 seconds. And, you know, they weren't going to score. But the Browns' defense, when it mattered most, collapsed. I mean, there's no question about that. Touchdown, touchdown, field goal, and you coughed up a 20-7 lead. And in between that, the Browns got a field goal and then a punt offensively.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I feel like a lot of these games are going to be this way. It's still the NFL. Go back and look. Every team that won had at least 19 points between Thursday and yesterday. So, you know, the Browns... I just feel like we are going to have a lot of games just like this. And running the ball yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I would get ready for it. Why wouldn't you? What are you expecting from Jacoby Brissett?
Less drama.
Okay, well, get used to it, because I think this is
I'm hoping for less drama.
I think this is what we're going to see all season long.
All right,
Josh. At least for the first 11 games.
Josh is in Florida. It's a big state, Josh. What part?
Vero Beach.
Yeah, home of the Dodgers. Spring training back in the day.
Yes, sir. Yeah, drive past it every day for work.
Very nice.
But, it's a therapy session, so I'm just going to spew what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for you guys taking my call, and I'm on the best show in Cleveland.
Woo-hoo!
Where they have not dumb hot takes like the morning show.
All right.
Don't talk about anybody else. If you want to get
do a fine job.
Fat jokes and dad jokes.
All right. Okay. Talk to them if you want to talk.
I've got my beef out. But really, Andy, you said the smartest thing. Like,
what?
This is what we're going to expect. I live here in Florida. I have Miami Dolphin fans at my house every Sunday. I have to watch the game on the side, and I saw last year what Jacoby Brissett did. This is what we're going to get. So if you're going to expect more for Jacoby, I'm sorry, Browns fans. That's going to be the best of it. But I'm thankful for the rookie, thankful for the kick. Holy crap, that's the best kick, I think, in Browns history. I mean, the last one I remember that was awesome is that was Phil Dawson, right, with the double doink, right? That was sick. But I don't know. I still saw a lot of the same issues of last year. Why are we down? Why do we have to rely on a 58 like yard field goal? Like, thank God the kids got juice in that leg. I was nervous. I was like, I thought Baker wasn't a big deal, but yet we give up 50 yard bombs and 75 yard bombs, and then he's not a big deal. But our team's celebrating like we just won the Super Bowl, where we just blew a 20-7 lead going into the fourth quarter. So I'm happy, I'm thankful for the NFL guys and the football guys and the NFL scheduling and Las Vegas for giving us 32 and 31. What does that mean? That's the 32nd ranked team in the Carolina Panthers and 31st ranked team in the Jets. Thank you, NFL. I'm going to be 2-0 for the first time in my life. Let's go, Browns.
There you go, Josh.
There you go. First time in his life. Wait, when was the last time that you were in high school?
93. Poobah was in high school.
Poobah was in high school.
Yeah, Poobah was in high school.
Oh, I was in Montana.
Didn't know Poobah was that young, did you?
I was in Montana.
Yeah.
Montana.
Yeah. There you go.
He must be sleeping today. Normally, he'd be all over that.
No.
That's not the trigger word.
Oh, what is? Missoula? Moving to Montana,
sir. Give me all your fire. Tom Withers coming up at 11 o'clock. Your phone call is coming up next, 216-578-0092. The Browns won it, folks. Despite a mediocre effort from the passing game and a collapse of the defense. Let's be honest about that. The defense collapsed late in this football game. That's a bit of a concern. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. It's a Browns Therapy Monday. Browns win. That's what you want to know. Browns also didn't look good passing the football, and the defense left early.
They won. I mean, I can't say that enough times. I look back at yesterday's game, and there were so many positive things, especially how good the defense looked right out of the gate. And would they have 7 yards of total offense?
Andy, they were outstanding.
I mean, they looked really, really good. I started to wonder.
One bad play in the first half. That was
I mean, you can wonder a little bit. What was the humidity? Was like 90%. Again, this is I'm making an excuse on here, but humidity was 90%. You had things they were wearing down. I think Mayfield was getting more comfortable with his offense as the game moved on. And by the way, I don't care if you like or hate Baker. I don't care. I will tell you that I will give him credit for what he did in the second half. And he was effective in moving his team and
giving his team an
opportunity to win that game yesterday. And by the way, aren't most NFL games like this? And you think about how many games the Browns lost over the last couple years where they might have been in the same position had they had a kicker that could have put the ball through the uprights or made a good play or got the break that they got yesterday. So, you know what? I'm riding the wave, man. I'm just happy they won the game yesterday. I was excited about the way the defense played early on. We do have question marks at the quarterback spot. Jacoby was extremely emotional yesterday after the game. I felt like I played the game with him the way I was listening to what he had to say after the game. He needed a game to maybe get started. There's a lot of little things that go along with this that, like, maybe you should have played the starters a little bit more in the preseason. I look at a million different angles, but the only thing that matters is the one in the win column when it's all said and done. and get ready for it, because I think it's going to be this way for at least the time until Deshaun Watson is ready to play the way he's able to play.
Well, you mentioned Jacoby Brissett being emotional in his postgame comments yesterday, and it's if you're listening to it, he's talking about the game, and then all of a sudden it was like, wait a minute, is he? And here's what he had to say.
These aren't promised. Whenever you get an opportunity, you know, you cherish those opportunities. Playing in NFL is a highlight every time, and that's why I think I am so emotional, is because they just don't come that often.
Man, I felt for the guy. You know, Andy, think about it. He's had a couple of opportunities in his career to be an NFL starter. And as he just said, the opportunities don't come very often. You know, he was in Indiana playing for the Colts, Indianapolis, and Andrew Luck leaves, right? Gets hurt. Andrew got hurt. And Jacoby stepped in as a starter. Well, Andrew comes back. Jacoby starts again after Andrew decides he's had enough and retires. And then they bring in Phillip Rivers. You know, and those were a year apart. So he's had a couple of opportunities. It hasn't really clicked for him. And I would think, you know, for instance, Andy Colt McCoy. You know, Colt was a starter here, right? Mm-hmm. Colt's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then that opportunity went away. And, you know, will Colt ever again get a chance to show that he's a starting quarterback in the NFL? You know, will Case Keenum ever get that opportunity? Will A.J. McCarron ever get that opportunity? And Jacoby Brissett's getting that opportunity right now. So I, you know, though I don't think he played very well, I described it and responded to somebody who sent me an email. I said he was mediocre at best. And I know that's an expression people use, but it fit. And I had a friend tell me I was being kind by saying mediocre. Well, he had the opportunity. What I know is that when it mattered most, somehow an offense led by Jacoby Brissett got into decent enough field goal range, and you hit a game-winning field goal.
I thought, and I was talking about this before, maybe it's just fresh in my mind because I read Peter King's column before we hit the air, but, you know, if you look at what you're saying and look at what the Steelers did yesterday, and why is Mike Tomlin a coach that has winning seasons every year? Because they're able to pull off wins like that one. And so it's the same kind of thing if Jacoby Brissett can lead you to a victory. Although I'm shocked. I asked you. I figured you'd get some Josh Dobbs calls after the game last night in the postgame show.
Had some emails.
Oh, you got emails. Okay, you didn't get phone
today
calls
today. I've had an email or two.
Yeah, I think today should be Happy Monday. Tomorrow should be like Reality Tuesday, and I do think we'll hear from some folks that are wondering if Josh Dobbs should be considered if he can move the offense a little bit. I don't know. Look, they trust Jacoby. They're paying Jacoby to be in this spot. And they're going to ride that as long as they can, just like they did Anthony Schwartz, who yesterday, and I had said this before, why is he not a kick returner if he's so fast and he can run the ball? They used him efficiently as an end around or a swing around, I don't know what you would call it with a wide receiver, but to be able to come around and hand him off the ball and pick up some forward yards doing that. And then he did come up with a big catch yesterday. And I think that, you know, if you're Kevin Stefanski and you took a lot of grief because Schwartz didn't play well in the preseason and nobody was really happy about it, and yet he stuck to his guns and said, no, this is our guy. We're going to stick with him, and he's got a little growing pains. Well, yesterday it paid dividends for him. So it's one of those, hey, I told you he can play. Let's see what he can do later on.
Dimitrik Felton on punt returns was an adventure until it wasn't. So hopefully he has that figured out. Terry's in Cleveland. Terry.
Thanks for having me on,
yes,
Andy,
sir.
Jeff.
Hey.
This game was on the edge, and it was what I expected from two backup quarterbacks. I'm not taking nothing from Baker, not taking nothing from Jacoby, but just we all know reality. Jacoby's a backup. He played shakily well. I expected Baker. He's an explosive backup, and you know he's up and down. And of course, we had the battle of the referees, which is every season with the Browns. But I want to speak on Jacoby's performance, even though, you know, the miscommunications and all of that. And we all know that he do not have a quick read. So it's okay that people go have to get adjusted to his low throwing ball because he want to stay away from the interceptions and his time in the pocket. And he just need to get a quick read, but we're not going to get that. We're going to get Jacoby and hope that he stays healthy within these 11 games, because I don't want to put Dobbs in, because we put Dobbs in, then we're going to explode how other defenses can attack Deshaun with Deshaun come back. Because when Deshaun come back, the team's going to have to adjust to a different play, you know what I'm saying, player at quarterback once Deshaun comes back. So it's kind of you know, on the edge with us on how it could go out. But yesterday was edgy. I'm glad for the win. You know, Jacoby was emotional. And, you know, I'm just glad for the win and hope to see Kay can kick in the elements. That's what I'm looking forward for. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Terry.
Yep.
Thank you. John's in Akron. John, you got about 30 seconds, bud.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I love the show.
Thank you.
I want to give Andrew Berry some credit this morning. A couple of moves he made. Number one, he upgraded the QB position. I know we're yet to see Watson play, but we all know that that's an upgrade. What I saw yesterday was the same Baker Mayfield. He just was in a different uniform. He's getting the balls batted at the line of scrimmage. I think Clowney batted the very first or second play of the game.
He had 5 deflected passes, John.
Thank you, Jeff. Tip passes because Baker's throwing the ball behind receivers or too low or too high, and those end up being interceptions or almost interceptions. And then last but not least, he's fumbling the ball all over the place. It's just the same Baker Mayfield, so we definitely have an upgrade there. Second thing I want to give Andrew Bear some credit for is drafting Cade York in the 4th round. He took a little bit of heat with regards to, you know, drafting a kicker that high, but he paid dividends yesterday. We lose a lot of games the way we won yesterday. We've always lost by a field goal here, a point there. So now maybe we should win those games with a heck of a kicker like that. And then last but not least, I think, Andy, you just said this too. Maybe we can look at using Schwartz to return punts, because the guy yesterday, oh, my God, he had me so nervous.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for my call, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
You got it, John. Yeah, it was Demetri Felton, his first 3 punt returns. One he caught really low. The other one he bobbled, and he had tough time catching 3 of them. He got a little better as the game went on, so we'll figure that one out. Tom Withers, Associated Press, joining us next right here on Basket of Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.